Our oceans are critical to our survival. We ignore the role they play at our peril. That's according to Professor Sir David King from the Smith School of Enterprise and the Environment at Oxford University, an ex-chief scientific advisor to the government.
We have a planetary ecosystem that has taken several billion years to develop, and we just need to understand we couldn't live on any other planet without this enormously complex ecosystem that delivers all of the services that we need as living human beings. Not just an atmosphere with the perfect amount of oxygen and nitrogen in it for us to breathe, but also the right amount of carbon dioxide for plants to grow and survive and provide food for us. Now, the oceans are a critical part of that process, but basically, because we live on land, we've tended to ignore the oceans and just taken them for granted at potentially great cost. We're conscious of the fact that as we burn fossil fuels, we're producing carbon dioxide that goes into the atmosphere, and that's increasing the amount in the atmosphere and causing global warming. But actually, half of it goes into the oceans. The oceans absorb half the excess carbon dioxide we're producing by burning fossil fuels. And when I put carbon dioxide into water, it turns to carbonic acid, it becomes acidic. So our oceans are becoming measurably more acidic as we move forward in time, and warmer. Now, why is that a problem? The beginning point of our food chain are these little beasties in the oceans, plankton, coccolithophores, which grow using sunlight, so they're converting sunlight into energy systems and they grow themselves. They form the starting point of the food chain for little fish. So for example, cod larvae, when they're born, have to have a particular form of plankton. It's called Arctic phytoplankton. And one reason why we're not seeing cod in large numbers off the coast of Newfoundland and also off the British coast anymore is because the Arctic phytoplankton no longer likes living around the British Isles. It's getting too warm, so they're moving up to Iceland. You go into a supermarket and you check out where your cod is coming from. It's more likely to come from Iceland now. So the phytoplankton that cod larvae feed on has moved upwards. Now, what if we keep warming the planet? Right, the phytoplankton have got nowhere else to go, the Arctic phytoplankton, once they've gone over the Arctic and all the ice has melted there. So we have potentially a problem just in terms of the feedstock, not only for fish. Remember that birds eat small fish, and so the bird population in Britain is and will continue to change because they need that feedstock. But we also live off the products of that, not just the fish. So it is a starting point for food stock. But the other thing is, roughly 40% of the oxygen we breathe comes from this living material in the oceans. Absolutely critical to our future. Now, one measure of what we're doing to the oceans, and very largely through overfishing, because we haven't managed this, apart from the 12 miles from land, the rest of the oceans we don't manage, is that in many parts of the oceans, the level of fish as measured by the fish take from fishermen has dropped by 70% from its maximum. In many places this is true. There are only small areas of the ocean, for example the Indian Ocean, where there is no change. But over the rest of the planet's surface, fish stock is diminishing. Now that's a very bad sign. It's not just that we eat fish. It's because the fish themselves indicate how well ecosystem services are doing. We need much better management of oceans as we move forward in time. There is a real risk that we will manage to, not deliberately, but accidentally damage our ocean systems at risk of future human generations, let alone other mammals. There's a problem that hasn't really been highlighted. The state of the oceans is perhaps the least observed and the least worried about of the ecological problems we're faced with this century. These problems, by the way, each one of them driven by the very large human population that we've generated through the 20th century.
That's Professor Sir David King.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.